And now this is a dictation for Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Tice, T-I-C-E, October 6, 43. Address isolated to Dr. Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 6680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, follow up for Mrs. Tice. Chronic kidney disease. Congestive heart failure with predominance pulmonary hypertension. Last visit in November. Chronic dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no hospital admission, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, stable edema, underlying atrial fibrillation. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Anticoagulation, Coumadin, beta blockers, other blood pressure, aldactone. We decrease the dose because of potassium. On losartan, Demadex. Off the Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine is stabilizing around 1.24, 1.26. A normal sodium potassium acid base from a lower dose of aldactone. No activity in the urine for blood or protein. No gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. Low level of protein creatinine ratio 0.26. Calcium has been normal, prior albumin low. She's known to have low ejection fraction, 45%, with severe enlargement of the right ventricle and decreased systolic function. No documented obstruction of the kidneys on a prior CAT scan a few years back. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure, kidney function stabilizing. Underlying congestive heart failure, blood pressure in the low side, likely cardiorenal syndrome, predominance of right-sided heart failure. Tolerating a low dose of losartan and aldactone, monitor on potassium, no symptoms of uremia to start dialysis, no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells, no indication for dialysis, which is done for GFR less than 15 and symptomatic. We will monitor electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH, and anemia. Come back on the next 6 months. All questions answered.